Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Senate impeachment trial begins today. We've got the story.
A woman dies in a Wichita house fire. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Wichita police investigating the death of a baby boy. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. The cold high-pressure system responsible for this chilly air mass is going to be moving on out today. We will be breezy and not as cold this afternoon. Our complete forecast is coming up.
The Senate impeachment trial starts today. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will introduce his proposal for the rules on how the trial will play out. Fox's Rich Edson reports from Capitol Hill.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell proposes the Senate conduct a trial of 4 days of opening arguments, 2 days to each side, 16 hours of senators' questions, 4 hours of debate, and then maybe witnesses. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls McConnell's rules a national disgrace.
It is now certain that Leader McConnell is going along with President Trump's cover-up, hook, line, and sinker. McConnell is hell-bent on making it much more difficult to get witnesses and documents and intent on rushing the trial through.
The senior Republican leadership aide argues McConnell modeled this on the basics of the Clinton impeachment trial. It allows for opening remarks, question and answer sessions.
The two articles of impeachment against President Trump are abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Senators are still disputing whether or not there will be witnesses in the trial.
A woman died in a house fire in South Wichita.
Two people were able to escape what witnesses and firefighters called a fast-moving fire. It began around 9:30 Monday morning in a home in the 1800 block of South Water. When crews arrived, they found smoke and flames coming from the backside of the house. Wichita Division Chief Daryl Cole says they learned that a woman in her 60s had been trapped in the house, and around 35 firefighters attempted a rescue.
It's not easy, but our crews are trained for this. They move quickly, performed various searches throughout the house, and we also deployed several attack lines, fire lines, to put the fire out.
A cause of the blaze has not yet been determined. The Red Cross is assisting the family. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A garage fire spread to a home in Eastboro yesterday afternoon on Linwood Boulevard. No one was home at the time. Firefighters at a nearby station saw the smoke and went to investigate. They found flames coming from the side of the house. The fire damaged a car before spreading inside the home. A damage estimate and cause are being investigated.
Wichita police are investigating the death of a seven-day-old boy. Police spokesman Kevin Wheeler says officers were called to a home in Wichita late Saturday. Says the child's father had just dropped the boy off at his mother's home. Police were called when the child would not take a bottle and then stopped breathing. The boy died at a hospital. Wheeler says investigators are awaiting a final autopsy, but there doesn't appear to be any evidence of child abuse at this time. The investigation continues.
Gun rights advocates showed up for their annual rally in Virginia yesterday. Governor Ralph Northam says he thought the lobbying effort would be a repeat of Charlottesville in 2017. Culpeper County Sheriff Scott Jenkins weighs in on arresting law-abiding gun owners.
My approach was not to claim that I was any constitutional expert, but simply saying that my power as sheriff to swear in thousands of my citizens as deputy sheriffs to allow them to continue to own the weapons they've possessed legally for many years is my first approach. At the same time, I swore to uphold the Constitution, and that's what I intend to do as well.
Sheriff Jenkins commenting on Fox News at night. Three people died and dozens were injured at that rally in Charlottesville 3 years ago.
Police say an armed security guard saved lives when he shot and killed a man suspected of fatally shooting a woman and injuring about 15 more people outside a bar in Kansas City, Missouri. Police Chief Richard Smith says a suspect, 29-year-old Jaron Swift, had several weapons when he opened fire just before midnight Sunday outside 9 Ultra Lounge. Smith says the motive for the shooting remains unclear, and investigators are trying to determine if the victims were targeted or shot at random. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Basketball action tonight for the Shockers, Jayhawks, Wildcats. We're also gearing up for the big all-star game in hockey downtown tomorrow night. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Authorities say three people found dead in a car in rural South Carolina appear to have been fatally shot. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The best radio newscast in Kansas, according to the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Authorities say three people found dead in a car in rural South Carolina appear to have been fatally shot. News outlets report the vehicle was found in a field near Pineville. The Berkeley County Sheriff says authorities were called to the scene after a report of a vehicle that may have been involved in a crash. Autopsies have been scheduled for Thursday. Pineville is about 45 miles north of Charleston. A happy ending for the story of several mothers evicted from a vacant home in Oakland that made national headlines.
The real estate company that owns the home will sell it to an affordable housing nonprofit, which will allow the women from the group Moms for Housing to return. The mothers and their kids were evicted from the property last week based on a court order after illegally occupying the home since November. One of them is Dominique Walker. She says Moms for Housing won't rest until the homeless crisis is addressed.
This movement does not end today with us, with that house on Magnolia Street. We will not stop organizing and fighting until all unhoused folks who want shelter have shelter.
The incident highlighted California's severe housing shortage and rising homelessness. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The teachers' union in Philadelphia is suing the school district over the handling of asbestos in schools.
The lawsuit coming just after Philadelphia's school district was forced to close an elementary school in North Philadelphia for a second time after tests that had been demanded by teachers and union leaders showed elevated levels of asbestos in the air. Just a day earlier, district leaders had assured teachers McClure Elementary School was safe, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer. In a statement, the district said students and staff members deserve we stay 100% focused on efforts to improve conditions in schools. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
If you are considered low risk, your visit to an airport may be streamlined.
It eliminates the need for passports or fingerprints. Customs and Border Protection rolling out facial recognition programs. It's called Global Entry, and it began at Orlando International Airport in June of 2018. It's now expanded to 14 airports. The streamlined process puts kiosks at ports of entry in which frequent travelers can scan their documents or passport and have their photos taken. The facial biometrics are saved by Homeland Security and matched against a gallery of images compiled by various CBP libraries. The biometrics are then used for future passenger confirmations and clearance. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We've got a non-injury traffic accident at Bonnie in Washington. Watch the area for a slowdown. This happened between a Sara Lee truck and a Wichita school bus. Nobody injured again, so lucky there. But, two vehicle accident, Bonnie and Washington. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now a look at the forecast with KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Well, I'm cold. That's what I'm doing. It's frosty out there this morning.
Yeah, it's the kind of cold where if you don't have the heat on inside, it's going to feel more like outside.
Right.
Just that cold out there.
Sure,
yeah,
is.
Teens, yeah. Single digits, temperatures in the 20s, everybody in the freezer this morning. So I'm sure you won't be going for a walk anytime soon. But, Steve, if that's the case and you do like to go for that walk, at least if it's a little bit warmer, I do have some warmer temperatures in the forecast for you. We're just going to have to continue to be patient. I want those warmer temperatures, too. I'm not too much of a fan of these temperatures in the teens and single digits out there. But Mother Nature definitely keeping us on our toes over the next few days. And actually about 24 hours from now, we may be starting the day off on a busier note with some rain, snow showers around, possibly even waking up tomorrow morning with some snow on the ground. So before we get there, it's all going to be a process. First, we're going to see increasing clouds, going from partly cloudy to mostly cloudy as we go through our Tuesday out there. And even though we're starting off the teens this morning, of course, we are going to be able to warm up, but only so much. High of 39 degrees, Even going to be chilly during the afternoon. Southerly winds picking up at 10 to 25 miles an hour, but that southerly flow not helping us today as we cloud up and eventually turn overcast. That's what's going to keep us pretty chilly all day. Not really a whole lot of sunshine during that warmest part of the day. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, 80% chance of rain, snow showers, low of 35 degrees. We know 32, that magic number, that point of freezing. But even though temperatures are expected to be just above freezing, all we have to do is cool down a little bit more, and we may see a little bit more snow than rain. Going through our Wednesday, 70% chance of rain, snow showers. And even though it is looking like we should be able to dry out by the time we get well into the afternoon, by evening, it does look like we could see anywhere between 1 to 3 inches. But that's really going to depend on how cold it gets tonight and how cold it is by early tomorrow morning once we wake up. So this is why we got to really continue to keep a close eye on this forecast. Only a 30% chance of a rain snow shower once we get into our Wednesday night. Heading into Thursday, it does look a lot drier, and then chances will only decrease from there. 30% chance of a rain snow shower Thursday, going down to 20% chance of a few snowflakes by Friday. Completely dry by the weekend, and that's when we'll start to warm up. Looks like we've got 50s on the way by Sunday and continuing that trend into next Monday. So still going to take a little bit of time. Right now we're at 15 cold degrees with a southeast wind at 8 miles an hour. Feels more like 4 degrees out there, so it is pretty chilly out there.
When do you think, you're talking about 1 to 3 inches, when will that happen? Is that tonight, overnight tonight? When's that going to happen?
That's going to start a little bit later on this evening. It's really looking like after sundown. If things get started before sundown, should mainly just be chilly rain showers.
Yeah.
But after the sun goes down, that's when we'll start to cool back down closer to freezing, and that's where we may start to see either a wintry mix or some snow showers kind of blend in with the rain showers. That's going to continue through the night. Waking up tomorrow morning, that's what may cause some travel troubles in the morning as well. And it's safe to just go ahead and have everybody out there just plan on adding some extra time to that Wednesday morning commute.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Now 7:14. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Today is Tuesday, January 21st, day after a Martin Luther King Day. We had the holiday yesterday, the first federal holiday of the new year. I'm glad they put one in January. And it's not that we've all been working so hard since the first of the year. On the other hand, you know, taking just an extra day to cool down a little bit, that's good for a lot of people, and we appreciate that. And then we're all going back to work, going back to school. On this date, January 21st in 2003, the Census Bureau announced that Hispanics had surpassed blacks as America's largest minority group. How about that? That was in the year 2003. So Hispanics are the largest minority, larger than the group of blacks in America. 7:15, Steve and Ted, didn't get to talk to you. You were on yesterday, so I didn't get a chance to talk to you with you about what happened last Friday when we went to my daughter and the twin daughters, granddaughters, Mary and Jocelyn, the four of us. We went to Arby's and got a sandwich. Then we went across the street over there to the Carroll Gym to see the Carroll and Capon basketball game, which both teams at that point were, what, undefeated at the time?
In league play.
In league play. And I've got to tell you what, that gym, whew.
I've never seen it that crowded.
It was really crowded. They're thinking maybe 2,000 people.
Really?
Yeah. So the game was there, and the first thing that happened, I walked in, I'm looking around, because you said you were going to be there. Because Logan, your nephew, plays for Capon.
Yes, for Capon.
And that's the reason I wanted to go see that. Of course, we end up, all my kids in the Catholic schools out there on Carroll and whatnot. My daughter ran into tons of people she knew. But the first thing I saw, we looked down where the Capon parents were sitting, and there was Dennis Higgins sitting down there.
Yes.
From Butler.
Play-by-play voice of the Butler Grizzlies.
So sat down, had a nice chat with Dennis. He wants us to go see Butler play Cali. Is that the team that scores like 7,000 points a game?
Right.
He wants you and me to go see.
He wants us to go to that game.
So anyway, I got up, I sat down. I did see Jenny, who was the bridesmaid at my wedding, was sitting about four spaces from me. I talked to her for a while. And then I just didn't see you anywhere. I got up at halftime, so I'm going to go look around. And I got up there and I walked on the concourse and I ran into your brother.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, is Ted here? Yeah, he's right over there. Like, you were like 15 feet away, right over there in the corner. So I went over there and talked to you and Ann, and you took a face photo there.
Yeah,
and
I took a nice picture of the McIntosh clan and that on your Facebook page.
I tell you, it was fun. And your nephew,
Logan. You were just making the rounds, weren't you?
I'm a social butterfly out there, but Logan, your nephew, played a good game. They didn't leave him in too long, but he played pretty well. I thought very impressed.
Nice. He had a few early rebounds, a few late steals.
That was a big game. That was a lot of fun, though.
Huge game, yeah, between two of the top-ranked teams in the Class 5A.
Yeah, and Carroll wound up winning.
Carroll got a 10-point win.
It was a close game.
Remain undefeated.
Most of the time, a very close game. All right, 7, coming up on 7:18 now, Steve and Ted.
Yeah, that was a fun Friday night.
It was. Steve and Ted here on KNSS Sports Time with Ted Woodward. Soccer, basketball, the Wichita State team on the road, Ted.
Yeah, 22nd-ranked Wichita State heading to Tampa tonight for a matchup against the bottom team in the league, South Florida. Shocks are a 4-point favorite. Wichita State is trying to get back in good shape after back-to-back losses last week. The Shockers did not play well in Tampa last year, only scoring 41 points in a loss. Well, see what the Shocks can get things going right again. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull begin their pregame coverage at 5 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock tonight in Tampa. You can listen live on 103.7 KEYN. We've got part one of the Sunflower Showdown tonight between Kansas and Kansas State. Tonight's game is in Lawrence, third-ranked Kansas hosting Kansas State. The Wildcats have lost 13 years in a row at KU.
Oh, wow.
Trying to stop that string. Jayhawks trying to keep that string going. Jayhawks are a big 14.5-point favorite on home court tonight in Allen Fieldhouse. Live coverage on the Jayhawks Radio Network at 5:30 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock this evening, and you can listen live on to the Jayhawks on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. Jayhawks and the Wildcats tonight. Those weekly rankings coming out yesterday. Baylor jumps over Gonzaga into the number one spot in the Associated Press poll. Gonzaga is still number one in the coaches' poll. Kansas moving up a few spots, now ranked third in the nation in both polls. After those back-to-back losses, the Shockers took a hard drop, dropping out of the AP poll. Shockers are still ranked 22nd in the coaches' poll this week, only dropping 6 spots there. We did have JUCO men's basketball last night, Butler Community College on the road at Garden City, a game that got postponed because of weather a couple of weeks ago. They made it up last night. Dennis Higgins with the call of the game on Sports Radio KFH.
Goes in, puts up a shot. It was taken away from behind by English. He whips a pass up the floor. English 2-on-1 with Hawkins. Hawkins, a right corner three. Got it! Javonte Hawkins takes a three on a 2-on-1 break with Easter. What a big swing that is there for the Grizzlies. 69-61. Finally, Javonte Hawkins with a three. He'd been struggling from beyond the arc tonight, but a big three there.
And Butler would go on to win that game 78-73. The Butler men are now 15-5 on the season. In women's basketball last night, 19th-ranked Sterling wins on the road at Bethel, 66-61. Sterling ladies ranked in the top 20, now 15-6 on the season. And we're getting ready for the big ECHL All-Star Game hosted by the Wichita Thunder tomorrow night in downtown Wichita. Here on this day before, a ton of pre-game activities, including Lord Stanley's Cup. The Stanley Cup is in Wichita, the 127-year-old trophy, which goes every year to the NHL champion. And that's in the Wichita area all day today for viewings and visitations. If you would like to go see the Stanley Cup during the 10 o'clock hour this morning at Midwest Toyota in Hutchinson, during the 1 o'clock hour this afternoon at Eddie's Toyota here in Wichita, at 5:30 p.m. today, the Cup will be available at the 13th Annual ECHL Hall of Fame Ceremony downtown at the Drury Plaza Hotel Broadview. And then after that, from 7 to 9:30 tonight, all the huge activities at All-Star Fan Fest at the Broadview Hotel. So, and that'll feature the Stanley Cup as well. So, tons of great activities, and the Stanley Cup is in Wichita for the next 2 days, leading up to tomorrow night's All-Star game. So, a lot of fun at the Broadview today if you want to go check that out this evening. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
The big trophy. All right, 7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Angry women protesting Trump, fewer in numbers. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.